Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to your talk show on WCLO. I get to live vicariously through a lot of guests we talk to here. And another from my formative years, my late teens, early 20s, joining us now by phone, and we're catching up with Suzanne Summers. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. I hope I was a poster on your wall.
You were. If I hadn't gotten married, you might still be, but
and that would be a little weird.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, thanks for taking some time this morning. It is always great to catch up with the folks who starred in television and movies that we adored as a nation to a degree. And Three's Company, I think, fits that bill in a lot of cases. You also had, it seems to me they're about the same time, maybe one was after the other, but you've always had a fitness angle to what you done, and the first thing that we remember is Thighmaster.
yes.
And I don't know if they even still sell those things.
I had been fired from Three's Company for asking to be paid commensurate with the men, and I needed to make money, and my husband said, "You mean passive income?" I said, "Whatever." And then this device was presented to me one day, and the guy who presented it, it was called the V-Toner. And he said, "It's good for the upper body, for the shoulders, and for the biceps and everything." And I looked, I said, "Yeah, does this work for the inner thighs?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, but everybody's more interested in the upper body." I said, "Not women, not women." So we called it the Thighmaster and had a great success with that and started our lives as entrepreneurs, which I've really enjoyed.
And you've got all kinds of products. I know you have your own website where all of these things can be found at SuzanneSummers.com.
Right.
But you also had a fairly tough time, I guess I would say, challenging time, with your own personal health and made a lot of discoveries along the way that kind of led you to the newest book you have out. And I wonder if you'd share a little bit of that with the audience.
Okay. Well, this book is called Toxic. I really believe it's the most powerful and best book of my 25 books that I've written. But the journey started a number of years ago, 15 years ago exactly, when I was diagnosed with cancer. And anybody listening who sat in a room where you hear those three words, "You have cancer," it's the most sobering moment in your life. And I'm listening to them rattle off, "We're going to do chemotherapy, then we're going to do, you know, these drugs and that drugs." And it was like I just became a haze. I said, "I'm not going to do it." He said, "What?" I said, "I'm not going to do it." He said, "You'll die." I said, "You know, I honestly think I will die if I do what you tell me to do. The idea of putting chemical poisons into my body to heal myself does not resonate with my common sense." So on my own, I decided, and this part is not advice. This
right.
is just what I did because I was singly focused. I decided to eat as though my life depended on it, and that's when I switched to organic food. And it's rare, if it's not organic, that I will consume it because I realize that that's how I got to that stage of hearing those three words. I am right now, this book, so I changed my life. But this book is because I have granddaughters now. One has ADD and OCD. The other one has ADHD. They have food allergies. They have mold allergies. They are allergic to the world, and so many kids. So many people now are gluten intolerant. Gluten mm-hmm. is a word I hadn't heard 10 years ago. And it's now there are gluten-free sections. Gluten, if you're allergic to gluten, that's the first language from your body telling you you are toxic. The reason your body cannot handle gluten is because there used to be 80 different strains of wheat and engineered, remember that word, engineered, mm-hmm. down to 5. The gluten content's off the charts in remaining 5 strains of wheat that we consume. If you don't have a perfect GI tract because you've been eating a lot of chemical food and non-organic food and cleaning your house with chemicals and putting chemicals on your skin and on your face and washing your hair with it, the gluten is the first thing that makes your stomach start bloating, makes you have chronic fatigue, makes you put on the unexplained weight gain, makes you have all that cramping. It's really the body saying, "Something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong." And I interviewed in this book the 5 top environmental docs in the country who are overrun with patients. You won't be able to get in to see them. So I said, "Okay, if we can't get in to see you, imagine I'm a patient and you have all day to talk to me." And and that's what these interviews are. You will find your condition in one of these doctor's interviews. And the thing that was most important to me that came out of all these interviews is that the answer does not lie in a drug, and the answer does not cost a lot of money. So that means we can all benefit, because the epidemic of ADD, ADHD, OCD, asthma, autism, bipolar, autoimmune diseases, the epidemic of cancer, have all become so commonplace. What I'm asking in this book is, why aren't we alarmed? The cancer rate in children has risen 67.1% since 1950. 67.1%. Why aren't we alarmed? Why aren't we alarmed that so many people have cancer? When I was a kid, I didn't know anybody with cancer, did you?
No, I didn't either. Been asked to accept this, I guess, as, well, this is the new normal. And
right.
And I think your book does a great job of going into why it doesn't have to be the new normal if you just be a little more observant and are willing to make a few changes is what it might come down to, Suzanne.
I'd say if you want to not end up, I think most of us fear losing our brains. Yet what person who's sitting in a nursing home today ever thought that this is where they would live out the end of their lives? So the question is, what are you doing different? What makes you think you'll escape that fate? If you keep on using toxic chemicals on your skin, keep on using toxic chemicals on your hair, toxic makeup, if you keep using your lead-filled lipstick, if you keep using your toxic chemicals to clean your home, if you keep eating your pesticide-laden, poison-processed GMO food, if you keep taking pill after pill, over-the-counter or prescribed, rather than looking for a natural solution, then you're going to have to accept that you're most likely choosing to go the way of all those poor souls tied to their chairs in nursing homes. That's the alarming and tragic truth, but it doesn't have to be your fate. But you have to start today. You got to decide. You know, people say, well, organic's more expensive. I go, you know what? It's more expensive to be sick. There's a lot of things I would give up than I would give up my organic food.
Absolutely.
If when I'm on the road, I bring as much of my own food as I can. I take it that seriously because I heard those three words, you know, years ago, you have cancer. I'm never going to hear those again. And I've taken charge of my health. And what I'm trying to do for people in this book is teach you how to take charge. These diseases don't happen to us. We actually choose them by the choices we make every day. So think about every bite of food, every soda you drink, all the sugar you take in, what you're breathing, and understand that there are things around, and I know I sound so alarmist, but because there's a solution, I always do problem and solution, mm-hmm. There's a solution. But every night, we all sleep on mattresses that are regulated by law to have flame retardant, fire retardant, PBDEs, polybrominated diphenyl ethers. It's in your mattress. It's in your cushions, your chair, your airplane seats, your children's pajamas. It's everywhere. The second most carcinogenic substance known to man, and we're sleeping on them all night long.
Wow.
A couple of years ago, I bit the bullet, and I threw my mattress out, and I got an organic mattress. It makes a difference. It makes a difference.
Well, we're going to send people... We're going to send people to your website. Suzanne and I would love to, but I was told that I was going to get my hand slapped by your producers out there if I keep it too long.
Then do this. If you're in Vegas, come see me in Vegas at the Westgate Las Vegas. I think you go to Vegas.com. And if you don't come see me, I'll be mad at you.
All right, Suzanne. Very, very great. I'd love to do it. Hopefully I can do it. Take care of yourself. Continue the great work you're doing and showing people a different way to live healthy.
Yeah, let's live a long time without disease.
Sounds great. All right, Suzanne Summers on WCLO Janesville Beloit. Passion in her voice about this. She believes it. You can tell when people believe it. And the backstory, as I understand it now, cancer-free, changed her life. All these toxins she started to find out about because of one of these black mold situations, too, apparently, the deeper you dig, and it's frightening, and it would be frightening for guys like me, all the packaged processed foods. There's a lot of advocates out there that would say she's right on the money with this. It is called Toxic is the main title, and then it's got a subtitle, too, but I don't have it in front of me right now. It'll talk about all those things that you heard Suzanne talk about. And SuzanneSummers.com is her website where that's up there. I just saw the Thighmaster flip by on the top, so it's still up there too as well. So that's what Suzanne is up to. And we will take a break and we'll come back and open up the phone lines at 752-4000 on your talk show on WCLO.